Genesis chapter 43. Now the famine was severe in the land. So when they had eaten the grain that they had brought from Egypt, their father said to them, "Go again, buy us a little food." But Judah said to him, "The man solemnly warned us, saying, 'You will not see my face unless your brother is with you. If you send our brother with us, we will go down and we will buy food for you. But if you will not send him, we will not go down, for the man said to us, "You will not see my face unless your brother is with you."'" Then Israel complained, "Why did you bring this trouble on me by telling the man you still had another brother?" They replied, "The man questioned us thoroughly about ourselves and about our family, asking, 'Is your father alive? Do you have another brother?' So we answered his questions this way. How could we have known that he would say, 'Bring your brother down here'?" Then Judah said to Israel his father, "Send the boy with me, and let us go now, that we may live and not die, both we and you, and also our children. I will guarantee his safety. You may hold me responsible for him. And if I do not bring him back to you and place him before you, then let me bear the blame forever. If we had not delayed so long now, we could have returned twice." Then their father Israel said to them, "If this must be so, then do this. Take some of the best products of the land in your bags. Bring them down to the man as a gift, a little balm, a little honey, spices and myrrh, pistachio nuts and almonds. Take double the money in your hand. Take back the money that was returned in the mouth of your sacks. Perhaps it was an oversight. Take also your brother and go again to the man. May God Almighty grant you mercy before the man, that he may release to you your other brother and Benjamin. As for me, if I am bereaved of my children, I am bereaved." So the men took the gifts and doubled the money with them along with Benjamin. Then they hurried down to Egypt and stood before Joseph. When Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he told his household manager, "Bring the men into the house, slaughter an animal, and prepare it, for the men will dine with me at noon." So the manager did as Joseph directed, and he brought the men to Joseph's house. But the men were afraid when they were brought to Joseph's house, and they said, "We are brought in because of the money that was returned in our sacks the first time. He wants a pretext that he may seize us and attack us and take us for slaves and take our donkeys." So they came near Joseph's household manager and spoke to him at the door of the house and confessed, "O my lord, we came down the first time to buy food. But when we came to a place to spend the night, we opened our sack, and each man's money was in the mouth of his sack, our money in full. We have brought it back with us. We have also brought down additional money to buy food. We have no idea who put our money in our sacks. Peace be to you. Do not be afraid, for your God, the God of your father, has given you treasure in your sacks. I did receive your money." Then he brought Simeon out to them. The manager brought the men into Joseph's house, gave them water, and they washed their feet. Then he gave their donkeys fodder. They prepared the gift for Joseph's coming at noon, for they heard that they would eat a meal there. Then Joseph came home. They presented him with the gifts that they had brought with them into the house. Then they bowed down to the ground before him. After asking them how they were doing, he inquired, "Is your father well, the old man of whom you spoke? Is he still alive?" And they replied, "Your servant, our father, is well. He is still alive." They bowed their heads and prostrated themselves. As Joseph looked up, he saw Benjamin his brother, his mother's son, and said, "Is this your youngest brother, the one you told me about?" Then he said, "God be gracious to you, my son." Then Joseph hurried away, for his heart was overcome because of his brother, and he sought a place to weep. So he entered into his private room and wept there. Then he washed his face and came out. He controlled himself and said, "Serve the food." So they served him by himself and then them by themselves, and the Egyptians who ate by themselves, because the Egyptians refused to eat bread with Hebrews, for that is detestable for the Egyptians. Now they were seated before him, from the firstborn according to his birth, down to the youngest. Then the men looked at each other in amazement. When he gave portions to them from his table, Benjamin's portion was 5 times as much as any of theirs. So they drank and were merry with him.